Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. More Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage and our lone inductee here in 2022, a deserving honor for Brian Dennison. And he coined the phrase hashtag strong girls several years ago. And I know Josie Finch, who's a 2018 graduate, took that head on. So let's talk about Coach Dennison in terms of his relationship and his pride and his culture of developing, you know, strength and conditioning program for the female student athletes at Mercer County High School. Can you speak to that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So the first time I ever really met Coach Dennison, had the chance to talk to him, was actually right before the PE strength and conditioning class. He wasn't my teacher. It was Mr. Verlinden, but he came over to talk to me, and Coach Dennison says, hey, have you ever heard of throwing before? And I was very confused. I was like, no, I was, you know, basketball, volleyball athlete, had never really considered it. And the only exposure I'd ever had to it was watching the Olympics. So I asked him, is that what those big burly German men do on TV every 4 years? And he's like, well, yeah, but anyone can do it. He said, I've seen how you play basketball. I've seen how tough and physical you are. He says, I think you could really excel if, you know, with the right training, the right weightlifting program. He said, I think you could be very, very good. I didn't believe him, but, you know, I didn't have anything else to do with my spring. So I said I'd give it a try. And right from the beginning, Coach Dennison believed in me when I didn't even know I could believe in myself. So having that kind of support without even, you know, having any results yet was something I had never, ever experienced before. And I think that kind of support could only come from Coach Dennison.
Yeah, and I know the other great thing he did, you know, with the board that he established with, you know, the weight room for the female student-athlete, you know, that had long been done for the male student-athlete. But I think he kind of really made a concerted effort for the female student athlete at Mercer County High School to say, hey, you know, there are standards we need to set with this as well, and give the female student athlete that same opportunity. So what about, you know, him doing that? And then I think, you know, that the female student athletes at Mercer County really responded to that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for me personally, it was a matter of pride, of saying, hey, look, we're strong too. We can do these same things. We have a lot of potential, and, you know, we're really proud of everything that we accomplish as a group. And, you know, again, Coach Dennison saw that need before it seemed like any of us did. And based on conversations I've had with my sister, some of my records are still up there, which is really cool. So yeah, just the fact that he had this faith in us, you know, he was willing to advocate for things that we didn't even realize we needed or wanted. I think that just really speaks to his character and his dedication as a coach.
Yeah. And what about the hashtag that he developed, you know, strong girls? I thought that was pretty cool. He did that. You know, I had my oldest daughter through the program, and it meant something to see her name on that board too. But what about that hashtag?
You know, that just really encapsulated our whole mission of becoming the best athletes we could be, of, you know, pushing ourselves to those limits to achieve our goals. And, you know, I still have my t-shirt. He made t-shirts for us for this weightlifting program that, you know, had the hashtag on the back. And, like I said, I still have it. I still wear it. I'm planning on wearing it to the ceremony on Friday. You know, I'm no longer a student at Mercer County High School. I'm no longer a college athlete. But just having that, not only memento of him, but of that period of my life that was so important in my personal and physical development, it means a lot to me to have that now.
Well, and you bring up a good point. Being there Friday, I know we're recording this the weekend before. Now I was talking to, you know, Jacob Dennison, his youngest son, and, you know, for the family to get some closure and to get some celebration, because, you know, Brian's untimely death occurring, you know, at the height of the pandemic where there's the lockdown taking place. You can't have the proper visitation or paying the respects at a funeral because it was the beginning phases of the pandemic. This is, you know, the family needs this. And I think a lot of people that are close friends and that had a relationship, close relationship with Brian, they need this to kind of, you know, let's celebrate this man and the impact he had locally in this school district. How important do you think that is?
Oh, I think that's incredibly important. You know, a couple of years ago, Monica and I were able to chat, and you know, I just can't imagine going through that as a family, and my hearts are absolutely go out to them. My prayers, my thoughts, everything. You know, I just really commend their strength, and yeah, just going through that as a family, I couldn't imagine. I mean, even for me, it was a very rough time. So, you know, I just think about them all the time, and I wish them well.
All right. Anything else you can say about Coach Dennison? We appreciate your input in our program and in celebrating Coach Dennison's life. Anything else you need to mention before I let you leave us?
Just that he was an incredible person, an incredible coach, an AD, football coach, track coach. He advocated for his athletes, even once they graduated out of his programs. Just an incredible man who is dedicated to athletics, and I'll always look up to him, always hold his memory dear to my heart.
Great words from Josie Finch, former student athlete at Mercer County High School, and a former, I need to mention this today too, former county fair queen from Mercer County too. So we always have to mention that as part of your resume. Appreciate the input, Josie Finch. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
And you're listening to Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage honoring Brian Dennison on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.